Have you recently done something to one of your friends that left them very upset and crying? Well, cheer them up with a gift from Amazon.com. Support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with a Survivor exit interview, the last regular Survivor exit interview of the season for Survivor Karamoan, and we have a good one, but it's a little bittersweet because I am always a fan of this person. However, they went out of the game under very, very upsetting way last night. Brenda Lowe, after she gave up her visit with her loved ones that the rest of the tribe could have it, she got double-crossed by Dawn, who felt like she had a better chance to win the game to go with the Cochran group. So we'll see how it all pans out on Sunday, but we're going to get to Brenda in just a little bit. There was a lot of decisions to second guess, and your two favorite backseat driver survivors got together, myself and Stephen Fishback, to break down all of the decisions from last night's episode. If you want to catch a very long episode of Survivor Know-It-Alls, about an hour-long episode, you can either check it out on robhasawebsite.com if you want to watch it or listen to it, or you could always go to our YouTube channel, which you can get to at youtube.com/Rob Cesternino, or if you can't spell my last name, just go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube, and you can check that out. And it was a great conversation, as always, with Mr. Fishback. Later on today, going to talk to Todd Herzog, the winner of Survivor China, to get his take on this season. And then Sunday night, we're going to wrap up our Survivor discussion for the season when we talk to Stephen Fishback live after the finale at 11:15 p.m. Eastern, 15 minutes after the end of the three-hour live finale and reunion show. That is going to be on Sunday night, and of course, we'll speak with the winner on Monday morning. So lots of stuff here in the home stretch here of the Survivor season on Rob Has a Podcast. But let's get into it. I know you guys want to hear from her. I see we have Brenda on the line. Brenda, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Brenda. Oh, no.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, Brenda, I'm always excited to talk to you because you're a player and you are back here. But I wish it wasn't under these circumstances, Brenda.
Yeah, I know.
And
it sucks.
I hope that you can still be honest and genuine with me here today and you don't change as a person.
No. No. I won't.
All right, let's get into it. Brenda, okay, so last night when you watched the episode, did it hurt any less to get betrayed by Dawn like you did last night?
No. No, it hurt. No, it hurt. I didn't bow my eyes out again, but I definitely was like, it was a real buzzkill for our whole family. And I think, you know, just to hear the things that were said afterwards, you know, the things that I didn't hear, and I just saw how there was no hesitation on her part. There was almost like a blank memory. There was nothing. There was no, like, but, you know, I'm so torn about this decision. You know, there was no struggle. I think that's the part that, you know, watching it now that hurt, that I was like, gosh, that was so easy. You know, I felt almost silly to be so invested in somebody and you know, feel so attached to somebody. And that person has nowhere near the same feelings as you.
So would you say for future Survivor players, if they're ever in a situation like you were in last night, would you say keep the family reward for yourself because they'll vote you out anyway?
No, never. No.
You'd still give it up?
Yeah, people were telling me now, you know, I shouldn't have won that challenge to begin with. And I'm thinking, what? You know, how could you do something like that? You want to be in that position. You know, you don't want to ever make bets on how the game is going to be played, that there's going to be a twist, that you're in a lose-lose situation. You always want to think, you know, let's keep the energy going. Let's keep winning. You know, let's keep winning with my dad. Let's do this. Let's make a dream come true and win a Survivor Challenge. You know, that's a lot of fun. but I would definitely have to give it up regardless of what that means, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, you have to keep the most people happy. And I think if you don't give it up, then that's, you're assuming that those people are just so, like, mean that they would hurt you because you did something good for them, you know? I was thinking opposite. You know, these people are nice. They were not. They're going to be nice to me right back. That's what I'm thinking. And I don't think it's foolish thinking. I do think that there are good people out there. I just probably didn't encounter them.
What was your dad saying? Was your dad saying to give up the reward?
Well, I think, you know, my parents are big Survivor fans. So whenever we watch the show, especially when it comes to family visit, it's like one of those things that's like, you got to give it up. You got to give it up. There's never a time when you're like, keep it, you know, keep it. You know, you're never really like that. It's just one of those laws that he didn't tell me to do it, but I could tell from the way that he was looking at me that he knew that event, that was inevitably the decision that I would make. And he helped me by just telling me, you know, your sister's doing just fine. Don't worry about her. Because it was more about, oh, my gosh, she came all the way over here, and I can't even hug her and see her, and that broke my heart and split it in two even more. And he was like, don't worry. She's having a good time. You know, in, like, 30 seconds, he just rambled on about all the fun that they're having. And so that helped my decision. That helped my decision a lot. You know, if he would have looked at me with, like, big puppy dog eyes and would have been like, choose me, you know, then it would have been really hard. But he made it he helped me. He helped me in that tough time.
Brenda, were you angry that you got put in that position, that you had to make that decision? I mean, here you are. You won a challenge. Your dad came all the way down. You win something, and then you get put in a bad position.
Yeah, pretty much sucked. But I at that moment, I was never thinking, damn, I wish I didn't win this. You know, I was just thinking, wow, this is amazing. I was just, this is amazing. We won. Can't wait to have my mom see this, or, you know, me and my dad won. You know, I was not thinking all the negative things. I was just thinking of the positives. And so, yeah, you know, I wasn't angry at all. It was more like, this is exactly what I would want somebody to do for me if anything was on the, if the tables were turned and I didn't win. So I'm going to give it to them and make their day. And my day is already made because my dad is here on Survivor with me.
And how hard was it when you were sitting there with Dawn, and Dawn was very upset about not going there, and you had to look at everybody else at the barbecue, and you're sitting there with Dawn. How long did that go on for, where Dawn was basically like bashing a piece of wood against the shelter and going having a tantrum?
A little having a tantrum is an understatement. It was the day that I came up with the term break Dawn, because she was just had like a huge breakdown, and I was so confused. You know, I'm looking at her and thinking, we just had the best day ever. You know, you just hugged your husband. I just hugged my dad. What are you doing? Like, what's with the negativity? And as much as I tried to control her, I was like, come on, I'm going to cook you the best lunch ever. We're going to have this rice and beans just for us. We're going to have 3 scoops each, you know, like coming up with something to just distract her. It would just get shot down. And that was when I realized how cuckoo banana she was. It wasn't before that. You know, I knew that she was unstable. I knew that. But I thought, you know, she just needed some love from home or something like that. Like, you know, it's a long, tough game. That's all. But that day was like, you just saw your husband, and really, this is the worst day ever for you? I don't understand that. And I think the part that was like, whoa, that's weird, was she was so angry that of the other people eating, you know? She's like, I'm so mad that they're eating, and I'm not, you know? How weird are you? You know, we're eating rice and beans, and since we've been, and we're lucky to have that, you know? It's day 35.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a long day that day with me and Dawn alone.
Well, let's go back to the day that you saved Dawn's retainer from the water. Now, were you sorry that you did that for Dawn after that? Because she said she would have quit the game if you didn't go and do that. And then she said after you did it, I will never turn my back on Brenda.
Yeah. And no, but I wouldn't, of course, I would never, ever, 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 even in my worst enemy, leave somebody, you know, if I could get their teeth and they can't, I would obviously get the teeth. You know, it's just, I felt like at that point, we paused the game of Survivor. We were real people, you know, somebody needed help. You got it back. And it's like, all right, press play. You know, here we are. We're back in the game again. I would never cross my mind to, like, ooh, strategy. What a strategic, evil person do. Never, you know, none of that. Not because the emotions were so high. You know, she was just so vulnerable that day. You know, they don't really even show just how bad it was with the crying and the yelling that day. Yeah. It just tears your heart out. I think, like, the cameramen were ready to jump in there, like, save this woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Brenda, but how about this weekend? How about if Dawn loses her retainer at the Survivor finale? Will you help Dawn look for her retainer this weekend?
What I hope Dawn, you know, I'd point it out. I'd be like, you know, I think your retainer's right over there. I'm not sure. I think what she showed me was that she didn't need me, obviously. So with that lesson learned, I think from now on, Dawn can get her own retainer.
Yeah. All right. Now, in the immunity challenge, you also let Dawn win immunity. Was that a mistake to not try to go for it at Final Six? Or was that a smart strategic decision to say, hey, let me get Dawn's mind off of this whole family visit thing and let me get Dawn feeling good again?
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, that's what it was. It's exactly that. It's of having a true friendship out there, at least in my eyes. You know, she's telling me, oh, I want immunity. I want my kids to see me win immunity. It's like, oh, God, you know, why would I not want to give it to you? And not only that, you know, I did think it was straightforward Eddie vote. That's what I thought. That's what we were talking about. As long as Eddie doesn't win. I already won immunity. It's not really that big of a deal to me that much, especially if I'm going against a friend of mine, you know. A true friend of mine. If I'm going against Dawn, I'm not thinking, why is Dawn being so sneaky? You know, that's what was going through my head with the whole Andrea thing. But Dawn, it was like, you know what? This is going to help her so much. She's going to feel good about herself. She's going to be proud of herself and their kids. She's going to feel so comfortable back at camp. Everyone's going to be able to relax because if Dawn is calm, the camp is calm. You know, if she's hysterical, oh, God. You know, everybody has to, like, calm her down. So that was, you know, as part of the game. I think that's part of the way to think too. You want to keep people happy, especially the people who are close to you.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes left, so let me pick up the pace a little bit here, Brenda. So how about when Cochran? Okay. Did you ever consider getting rid of Cochran in the game? It seems like he has a really good control of everything that's going on. It seems like his name doesn't come up a lot. Did you ever consider voting out Cochran? And did you feel betrayed by him as well last night?
I wanted to take out Cochran the same time he wanted to take out me. And I'm not sure if his feelings of taking me out were before he found out that I wanted to take him out. I'm not sure. But I wanted him gone because at least for the six that were remaining, he was the most or the only strategic person that I saw left. So if there was anybody who was going to figure out, we should get rid of Brenda, it was going to be him, you know? And I thought I had Dawn and Eric on my side. I did have Eric on my side, but obviously Dawn was more closer to Cochran than I was. And but he did a good game.
Yeah.
He was playing pretty good.
So when your dad came, you talked about how he said to you, be humble, be humble. And now we saw a very different Brenda, I felt like, from Survivor Nicaragua, when I felt like you had things so under your control in Survivor Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. Was that the biggest change in your game between the last time you played and this time?
For sure. It was like allowing myself to be vulnerable, making it okay for people to see me as weak and seeing that as a strategy instead of being like, okay, no, people need to be scared of me. They need to feel my power. You know, it was that strategy does not work. And I learned it very, very quickly, as soon as you get voted off, and even and ingrained even more when you get to watch yourself on TV and be like, wow, you know, I just had like the rug pulled under me, and rightly so, because you can't be cocky and just queen of the island and people just going to let you win. And so I was like, okay, that will not be repeated. Must do something else. We discussed it with, you know, we were talking about it with the family, and, you know, the one advice out of the nowhere, you know, it wasn't like, don't come back unless you have $1 million. It was like, just be kind, just be humble, and things will go good for you. And I was like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard, but it ended up being the best advice.
Okay. Maybe the third time is the charm. You had like the Goldilocks. The first was too hard. Second is too soft. Third time is just right.
True.
Let's
exactly.
Talk.
Maybe just a little bit more bad Brenda.
Yes, the bad Brenda. How about your knee? A lot of people were speculating the whole time that you were very seriously hurt when you were out there. We saw you with a bandage. We saw you with a limp. What was going on with your knee, and did it get better towards the end of the game?
The knee was hurt in the lily pad challenge when we had to run and then do the smash thing. I could barely bend this for a couple of days, and then it eventually got better. But till this day, I can't bend it all the way. So it's like permanent damage
on
my left knee. Yeah, I can't bend it all the way now, but I had to go to like physical therapy and stuff like that. It's just one of those things that happened. You know, you could do it in sports or you could do it on Survivor and you have a nice story about it. But it's okay. It's manageable. I've gotten used to it. And so, yeah, that's what happened. Kind of bummed me out. But I guess it went along with my whole week strategy thing. You know, gotta bum me.
In the middle of the game, we really didn't see a lot of you. And a lot of people wondered, how come you were never mentioned as somebody to go along with the amigos, or when Corinne had her whole thing going on? Were you ever tempted to flip against the, you know, Stealth R Us group earlier in the game?
For sure. Absolutely. I was ready to go wherever. You know, I felt like I was on the bottom. I didn't feel like I had an in, so start to create other relationships, which I did. And I did with Sherry, and I did a little bit with Eddie. And that was always an option. But once I got into the Stealth R Us thing after the merge, it was like, okay, this is where the numbers are at. You have to just totally forget what you said to those other people and just stick with this, because this is actually what's working right now and what did work for me.
All right, Brenda. Well, we really loved watching you on the season. I was so happy when they brought you back. I know a lot of your fans are very upset this morning. I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter very, very upset. Is there anything you want to say to everybody who feels bad this morning that you were voted out?
Yeah, you know, and I want to say thank you. You know, I'm pretty shy and private when it comes to social media and all that. But I am reading the support, and it feels really, really good to know that there are people who are good out there and are not just like, that's what you get. This is a cruel, cruel world, you know? That people are like, you know what? That was wrong. And you did a good job, you know, just be a good person, and you'll be rewarded for that. Maybe not with $1 million, but with something else, maybe with some pride, maybe with some fan support. And it feels really great. And I wanted to say thank you for everybody, because it really means a lot to me, especially being hurt like
right.
that. So thanks to them. And to you too, Rob.
Oh, thank you very much, Brenda. You were my pick, and I'm sorry to see you go. And also, your fans are asking, please join Twitter. People want to see you on Twitter, Brenda. So think about it, all right? So I know you got to go,
all
Brenda.
Right,
have a great weekend with the finale, and hopefully we'll hear more from you in the future.
For sure. Great job.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. That was Brenda Lowe, and she was in high spirits this morning, even after what happened to her. And so very sad to see her go. But hey, you know, at the end of the day, we got to remember, it is a game. It is Survivor. This is, you know, what you sign up for when you go out there. And I do feel like you can't let your guard down. And unfortunately, that is what happened to Brenda. So very sad to see her go out of the game. And seems like, you know, hard to tell from television. I've never really sat down with her in person. Seems like a really great person. So all the best to Brenda with whatever she has going on in the future. All right, so let's pivot a little bit. Later on today, we're going to talk with the winner of Survivor China, another guy who at one point was probably considered to be an unlikely Survivor winner. We'll see if Cochran can walk in Todd's footsteps and become the winner of Survivor Karamoan, or if there will be an upset this weekend heading into the finale. So we will talk to Todd about all of that. Also, Todd is a fellow Utah resident, just like Dawn. So we will find out what the people on the ground in Utah are thinking about Dawn's game this season. And I'm sure, as always, Todd will have plenty to say about this upcoming finale. All right. So if you want to leave us a voicemail and get your voice heard on today's recap podcast, and we're going to speak with Todd and then Nicole will join us for the voicemail segment later on in the show, you can call us at 323-282-RHAP, or you can leave us voicemail directly from your computer when you go to robhasawebsite.com/voicemail. And of course, if you want to send us in anything that is a media file or a song parody or anything like that, you can always email me at rob@robhasawebsite.com. I was working on some song parodies myself last night. I couldn't exactly get it to come together. I work on it for, you know, 20, 30 minutes, and if it's not coming together, I end up walking away. But I had a couple ideas that I was kicking around last night. All right, so that's going to do it for this edition of Rob Has a Podcast. Thanks to you guys who have been using our Amazon links at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. If you haven't watched last night's Survivor Know-It-Alls, you can check it out as well on robhasawebsite.com. Looking forward to a very fun Survivor chat later. And of course, we will be live after the finale as well with Stephen Fishback, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, for a live Survivor Know-It-Alls after the new winner of Survivor is crowned. So, until then, everybody, have a great one. Talk to you later. Bye.